day two of the Summit of European Leaders in Brussels, and so far the Polish challenge to the authority of European law has dominated, with Michal Martin saying Poland had gone too far. Today, deepening concerns over energy prices and the standoff with Belarus. They'll also be down for discussion. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has been updating me on overnight developments.
Well, they spent a long time, Mary, talking about Poland and this real challenge to the primacy of EU law, and many EU leaders feel that Poland has gone too far and it really poses a grave constitutional threat to the EU, because if one country decides to interpret EU law in a different way to everybody else, then the system simply can't function. But I think there was a concerted effort yesterday to de-escalate the tension around this, that they didn't want to have a shouting match between EU leaders and Poland. And of course, Poland is supported by Hungary. So in the end, quite a few countries said, look, the European Commission should continue its legal action against Poland. And that's happening on several fronts. And I suppose in the background, everyone's waiting for the European Court of Justice to come up with its ruling on whether or not Europe can basically deprive Poland of COVID recovery funding or EU structural or cohesion funding if it doesn't come back into line. I suppose ultimately there is a sanction against a country that persistently offends the EU's values and rule book, and that is Article 7, which would ultimately strip Poland of its voting rights. But of course, that requires unanimity, and Poland for the moment still has the support of Hungary. So that option seems to be kind of closed off.
Well, Tony, if they succeed and manage to park the Polish question for today, what will be the main issues for discussion?
Well, as well as Poland last night, they discussed the energy crisis, and there is real worry across Europe about the spike in gas prices, how that's affecting consumers and industry. But again, I think there was an acknowledgement that there's only so much that Europe can do. Leaders said that the European Commission should look at things like a strategic gas reserve in the same way that Europe bought vaccines in bulk for member states. Could something similar be done for the purchase of natural gas? And of course, there is a global shortage of gas at the moment. But again, I think there was a recognition that it's really up to member states themselves to manage the energy crisis, gas prices and so on, by taking measures to support consumers, perhaps have energy caps and so on. But you know, this is something that they are worried about. They're worried about the dependence on Russia for natural gas. Overnight, Vladimir Putin saying that gas from Russia could increase by 10% if Germany would recognize the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is a highly controversial pipeline linking Russia with Germany. Today, they're going to be looking at migration. There have been there's been another big wave of irregular migration from the Middle East and Africa into the Balkans and into countries like Greece and Italy and Spain. But a big concern, of course, as well is Belarus, the fact that the leader of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, has been effectively flying refugees and migrants in from around the world and depositing them on Europe's doorstep in on the Lithuanian, Latvian and Polish borders. And this will be an issue for Michal Martin as well, because there have been some there's been some disquiet that aircraft leasing companies that are registered in Ireland are being leased to the Belarusian government to do this kind of work. And the question will come up as to whether or not they should face sanctions and what implications that might have for the sector in Ireland.
Tony Connolly reporting there. And